electrical system is telling it to run, but your niece is too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is mere insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger, unafraid, right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution, revolution, radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to your train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
June 11th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to Revolution Radio. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up on freedomslips.org and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't send a donation to Revolution Radio, please send a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've really been working hard to get you the truth and the news you can use. So your donation will really be appreciated and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And if you only have a phone and you want to hear my show, you can call 641-793-2531. Every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, and if you're on your computer, just go to freedomslips.org and scroll down to Studio B every Sunday at 3 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. Welcome to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, where Dr. Johnny will bring you hope, health, and happiness, but most important of all, the truth about our world and give you the tools to help you survive and thrive. I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Folks, never sell yourself short, because you never know when you have to go along on your next pass. This is just one more time when we should be all thankful to President Donald Trump. Because of him, he saved the world so many different times and no one ever knew. But because of him, the White Hat petition of the United States military thwarted the deep state's attempt to cripple the U.S. power grid and cause mass chaos over Memorial Day weekend. You don't hear about this on the regular news, but my source in General Eric Smith's office said that most people do not know that ahead of Memorial Day weekend, the General Smith's office received credible intelligence that the deep state was planning a multi-pronged attack against two of the country's synchronous grids, that's synchronous grids, the Eastern and Western interconnections, which collectively power tens of millions of homes, probably hundreds of millions of homes. The East Coast interconnection reaches from central Canada to the Atlantic coast, south to Florida, all the way to Key West, and back to the foot of the Rockies. The Western interconnection stretches from Western Canada south to Baja California, reaching eastward over the Rockies and the Great Plains. Texas, which has its own independent transmission lines, disconnected from the national grid and was not included in the attack plan. According to my source, a CIA whistleblower on May 19th arrived at Camp Pendleton with a dire warning, saying that the criminal Biden regime had put in motion an intricate mission to hack the power grid and throw the country into turmoil. He reportedly had digital documents approved by CIA Director William Burns outlining the deep state's methods and motives for wanting to plunge the U.S. into darkness. At 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, May 26, the deep state would activate the virus into the grid's networks. By May 10th, the CIA had hired foreign actors to man remote intrusion centers in Colorado and Georgia with the hardware necessary to deliver the virus into the mainframes of the American electrical power grid and other electric companies. The document said the persons hired to man the intrusion centers were among the world's most skilled cybersecurity experts. The virus would systematically collapse the grid from coast to coast and power companies, you know, across the nation, and engineers whose job is to monitor the reliability of energy transmission would be powerless to mitigate or immediately purge the virus. The CIA's documents projected 48 hours of darkness, which the virus would self-extinguish, and transmission providers would resolve the issue gradually, but eventually restore service. By then, the CIA calculated the country would be in a tempestuous wreck. Had darkness stricken the land, FEMA insurrectionists, looters, and yes, rapists would have run amok across the country, inciting civil disobedience and mayhem. Where do you think they're? What do you think they're doing with all those illegal aliens? Just hey, when we tell you, just go out and just rape any woman you want because it'll all be dark. Oh yeah. They were to pillage homes and businesses and shoot any residents wantonly that gets in their way. Meanwhile, feds embedded in the national militia groups, that is, feds that were planted in these national militia groups would instigate members to take up arms, telling their troops the deep state has taken over. From a replica of the Oval Office, not the real Oval Office, but a replica of a theater stage set, Biden would blame the crisis on Chinese saboteurs and promise Americans that his administration was doing everything possible to restore power and order, to end the mayhem. As the nation descended into madness, Biden would tell the world that MAGA adherents were slaughtering Democrat lawmakers torch and pitchfork style from California to New York. He would unleash the Department of Justice on the Patriots, stirred in action by government informants masquerading as patriots in their midst. Worst yet, the CIA assessment seemed more interested in provoking patriots and testing America's resolve than addressing the catastrophic collateral damage and loss of life associated with their exercise. Aircraft departures nationwide would halt. Planes in flight would have to race and land to divert an airport that where the backup generators failed, and runways went dark. So everything would come to a stop. Chances of a significant catastrophic event and incident were very high. On the ground, railway switches would fail, intensifying the odds of collisions and derailments. The number of potential cataclysms is endless in their scenario. After 2 days of darkness, the regime would magically restore power and applaud itself and pat itself on the back for quickly resolving the unpreventable outage. Biden would recant the story of Chinese saboteurs and apologize to Xi Jinping for making unforgivable errors, blaming the Chinese on it. Instead, he would then blame Vladimir Putin for the blackout and call for an increased funding for the Ukraine. This is all in the plans, okay? This was in their plans. The scenario mentioned above that I just mentioned might have played out had the White Hats not interceded. My source said General Smith allowed the spook on the base because he in the past supplied credible tips. FBI and CIA fifth columnists have proven instrumental in aiding the White Hats' war against the deep state. The whistleblower, however, didn't know where in Colorado and Georgia the deep state had set up their intrusion centers. He told General Smith he'd endeavor to learn the locations, and the general mustered an untold number of White Hats in action, ordering them to carry out any information they can find in hopes of gleaning the whereabouts of the deep state cyber infiltration facilities. They had less than a week to solve the dilemma. General Smith promised President Trump that he's doing everything he can and appraised him of the situation and asked whether it's time to trigger the EBS, which White Hats seized in March of 2022 during the assault on FEMA's Mount Weathermore stronghold. Trump told the general to hold off on the EBS while he, too, ruminated over the looming crisis and made some contacts and said, "I will call in some huge favors from people who owe me," Trump said. Triggering the EBS too early might spark patriots into taking up arms, an act that would give the deep state practical reason to retaliate against patriotic Americans. And let's don't do the EBS, Trump said. So over the next 2 days, U.S. Army Rangers, Special Forces, and Delta Force hit dead ends in Augusta, Georgia, Colorado Springs, and Colorado, acting on tips. They had breached two warehouses but found them empty, devoid of computers and internet connections. White Hats stormed several more empty structures and were losing hope when out of the blue, Donald Trump phoned General Smith with tips that had vicissitude. President Trump would not reveal the identity of his source and said the deep state's bunkers were near Pueblo, Colorado and Athens, Georgia. He even gave GPS coordinates. Special forces went at once to Colorado while Delta left for Georgia. In Puebla, special forces surveyed an automatic repair shop, an automotive repair shop, that had a sign on it that said, closed until further notice. I was hanging above the door. The two bay doors were closed, and the parking area was empty. From a distance, they guessed and glassed the building and looked through the window, saw computers on top of two desks that had lights and they were running, but no people, no tools, endemic to a vehicle repair shop. As special forces monitored the Pueblo shop, Delta Force in Athens, Georgia, had eyes on what should have been a laundromat, but the interior had several computer terminals instead of washers and dryers and tables for folding clothes. And they found them. There's no question we found the right places, my source said. They came. Then came the decision to either shut them down on the spot or wait until the 23rd to see who showed up. General Smith chose to wait. He wanted to catch and identify the criminals or kill them. He knew he was playing close and playing a roll of the dice choice. However, at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, May 26th, a white Ford Escalade van pulled into the parking lot in Puebla Automotive Shop. Three men of undistinguishable origin, each packing a Heckler Koch MP5 submachine gun, exited the vehicle and walked into the entrance. The lead target was fumbling with the key ring when a bullet hit him between the eyes and he fell dead instantly. Another round dropped the second perpetrator, leaving only one villain left. He raised his rifle and fired blindly in the air, emptying the magazine, then dashed for the van. Six special forces arose from the shadows and subdued him. They used him as a shield to open the doors in case the inside had booby traps. The pungent scent of gasoline assailed their nostrils as they walked inside. No traps, but Ziploc bags filled with gas had been tapped in the walls and ostensibly to put the place ablaze after the would-be cyber terrorists had finished their work. Special forces confiscated the computers. They loaded their prisoner and the corpses into unmarked vehicles parked a few blocks away. Delta Force met a similar scenario in Georgia. This time, though, no shots were fired. A yellow Hummer with four occupants had parked behind the laundromat. No sooner had they opened the doors than Delta operators pulled them from the vehicle and incapacitated them. After gagging and zip-tying the prisoners, they removed the hardware from the laundromat. President Trump was immediately given an assessment, and thanks to the brave men and President Trump, a national disaster has been averted. We want the CIA Director Burns, but he's left the reservation, whereabouts unknown. Because of the sensitivity of the situation, we will not know the prisoners' interrogations and who they are. And America should breathe a sign of relief. If you hated Trump before, you should start liking him now because he saved our country. Just one more time, we really have to thank Special Forces and Donald Trump. Once again, a job well done. Nevertheless, it's safe to say that conservatives have reached their breaking point. They've been pushed around far too long, but now They're boldly rising up and making their voices heard. And it all began with a couple of boycotts from Bud Light and Target. Oh, yeah. All this wokeness. The left-wing intelligentsia had this to say about the recent success of right-wing boycotts against Target's child groomers. They were selling these men's shorts where you could tuck in your genitalia so it can't be seen, so it's just smooth, you know, so you can be gender-friendly. Most corporate boycotts were more bark than bite, of course. So when the perpetually aggrieved network of right-wing media figures singled out Bud Light for partnering with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, many assumed it wouldn't have much of an impact on the company. But they were wrong. The campaign against Bud Light has shown staying power, seriously denting the sales of the number one beer in America and prompting the company to respond clumsily. Now, a similar campaign of social media-fueled outrage has zeroed in on Target, where activists purportedly outraged by the retailer's pride merchandise have created a threatening environment for employees. The silent majority, who many have dubbed a mammoth-sized sleeping dragon, appears to have awakened. The Kraken is up and are finally starting to realize that they're the ones with the real power. No small fringe minority of perverts and communists can change that. It's great to see this empowerment, which could be a huge game changer in the ongoing culture war. The moment that conservatives realized they had the upper hand all along, there's no telling what damage can be inflicted on the West communist woke agenda. It's like the scene in The Wizard of Oz when Glinda, the good witch, tells Dorothy she's had the power to go home the entire time. Just click those ruby slippers and you'll be back home in Kansas. Well, conservatives have finally grasped the importance of making their voices heard and are now expressing themselves loudly and clearly, especially as Pride Month kicks off and U.S. companies, groups, and organizations like the Navy put their rainbow garb and shaking their tail feathers out, but the conservatives were quick to voice their anger, unleashing strong criticism against the U.S. Navy for displaying a pride banner online. They successfully pressured the Navy into removing the banner and restoring the original one, which is the way it should be. This is how to do it, folks. And it wasn't just the U.S. Navy. Conservatives, they also went over Major League Baseball. They went after Major League Baseball because MLB, Major League Baseball, for posting a pride banner. They also quietly retreated and switched the photo back to a normal one. Another victory for the good guys. There's absolutely no justification for the Navy or sports franchises to align themselves with controversial, progressive, political, social agendas. It's, you know, play ball and be the Navy. Don't participate in any of this social agenda. The primary role of the military is to safeguard the nation, while Major League Baseball's purpose is to provide entertainment. We don't require political or social declarations from either empty or any corporation for that matter. These groups and companies will soon realize the harsh reality that their World Economic Forum social credit score won't hold much value if they lack customers or recruits to support their businesses, because believe me, Anheuser-Busch is really still losing revenue. Keep it up, silent majority. What you're doing is working. Doing their part, the military white hats is taking action and are fully aware Joe Biden is just a front man. He's being handed the script. The real question is, how long do the American people want to put up with all this fake Biden show? They realize it's just an actor wearing a mask. They know it's not the real Biden. They're violating the Constitution and they can't push a button to create money anymore, says, and in a clear sign of white hat military action, 24 Republican governors announced deployments of National Guard troops to assist Texas Governor Greg Abbott on the border security efforts. 24 Republican governors, 24 states are going to assist Governor Greg Abbott of Texas to secure the border. One reason the troops are being deployed is that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has been paying a staggering $18,000 per child to sponsor unaccompanied minors. The children are being placed with abusive sponsors, and up to 85,000 sponsored children are missing. Come on, people. This isn't right. The U.S. also needs martial law because the social order is disintegrating. For example, retail theft has increased tenfold over the last 5 years, which is not an understatement. While violence has increased exponentially, giant food CEO Ira Crass says, "We have the police to come over to our stores. They'll take the information, they'll record it, but they're not doing anything. But there's really nothing being done," she says, "with that because they had two homicides where a bank robbery and two shootings, and more of their policemen are getting shot, so they don't want to participate in these arrests." So it's like, where are they going to focus their time and attention? And, you know, when the government cannot protect retail outlets, is no longer functioning, hence the need for the military to take action. Also, in case you haven't figured it out, the various January 6th Hunter Biden, FBI contempt of Congress, and other proceedings in Washington, D.C. are, and it's obvious that this is nothing more than a circus show for the people. They're just recirculating news just to keep everybody occupied. However, action is being taken by the White Hats like you wouldn't believe. They just thwarted a major catastrophe for our country that would have turned this into a dystopian nightmare just a week or so ago, thanks to Donald Trump and our Special Forces military. Explosive development unfolds as the Pentagon shuns tech giants Microsoft and Amazon. Dr. Johnny will bring you deep inside the deep state operations. Only on the Master Survivor Beyond PhD will you hear the military unleash a powerful blow, rejecting contracts from Bill Gates, Microsoft, and CIA Mossad-connected Amazon, shaking the very foundations of their services. They got their money cut off. No more big contracts. Yes, they were all military companies. You heard me right. The military is cleaning house and enforcing their might. This cleanup has got Donald Trump written all over it. But wait, there's so much more. Hold on tight as the plot thickens. The CIA servers, with half of them residing under Amazon's umbrella, and the surprising assassinations of Haiti's president on the same fateful day that Microsoft, owned by the CIA, and Amazon, tied to the CIA Mossad, faced contract denials, reveal a startling web of intrigue. Could it be that the slain president possessed explosive information linking the CIA, Amazon, and Microsoft to child trafficking? Oh, yeah. But the puzzle doesn't end there. Dr. Johnny will dig deeper, unearthing the submarine tunnels in Haiti that are intricately connected to the likes of Clinton, Mossad, CIA, and infamous Epstein. Now brace yourself, folks, because it all circles back to the Enemac subterranean network in Texas that I've been shedding light on more and more on this show, linking it all together in these clandestine operations. The threads merge, forming a tapestry. I bring you revelation that unfolds before us like a tangled web, connecting the dots across various levels and layers of power. And the protagonist in the unfaithful drama is none other than the 45th president himself, Donald Trump, who boldly takes on social media giants like Facebook, Twitter, and Google in a legal showdown. Facebook's going down, folks. Facebook's going down. Twitter's already taken over, and Google's going down fast, too. Deep within these CIA servers hosted by Amazon lies a treasure trove of information, while Microsoft's network, software, and back channels can clandestinely penetrate the Pentagon and the computers of world leaders. Illegal data collection, spying, the infamous Obamagate, and the far-reaching FISA scandal all become integral pieces of this high-stakes puzzle war. Some are set to ignite with unprecedented revelations, and I do mean at night. You see, the deep state is fighting back with all these fires. They're all purposely set. As the summer heat intensifies, so does the pressure on those who have operated in the shadows. The time for truth and justice is at hand, with revelations bound to send shockwaves throughout the corridors of power. Brace yourselves, for the world is about to witness a scorching summer like never before. Unveiling the shadow web, the Illuminati, the Papal Knights, the secret alliances, prepare to be astonished as Dr. Johnny peels back the layers of clandestine power and hidden connections that span over the centuries. The Illuminati, driven by their pursuit of a utopian new world order, aim to shape our world using Enlightenment principles, but their banishment by the Bavarian government in 1782 only scratched the surface of a much deeper conspiracy. Descend into the world of knighthood, the Knights of Malta, with roots predating the aura of St. John, wield immense influence. Surprisingly, even the Archbishop of Canterbury holds the esteemed title of Papal Knight under Francis I. And behold the enigmatic Jacob Rothschild as a Knight of the Queen's Order of the British Empire and the Order of Merit. While Queen deferring to the Pope, the Rothschild ties to the European knighthoods became clear, and serving as crucial allies to the Papal Knights of Malta. Notable figures like Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush were also bestowed with the prestigious Knight of Malta Award from the Order of Merit. But we're unraveling the web of intrigue, folks. Within this intricate tapestry, we discover that illustrious Rothschilds were known as the guardians of the Vatican treasury. Famed Knight of Malta Pat Buchanan is revealed as a key player collaborating with the CIA's Operation Mockingbird, a covert program aimed at controlling the U.S. media. Further down the rabbit hole, we encounter the Duke of Gloucester and the Grand Prior of Knights of St. John and the First Grand Principal of the Supreme Grand Lodge of the Royal Arch of Masons of England. The intricate dance continues as the Pope defers to the Jesuit Superior General and even King Abdallah of Jordan emerges as a product of Jesuit training from Georgetown University. Uncovering the Jesuit connections, behold the IHS symbol prominently displayed at the Jesuit headquarters in Rome. Nestled within this sacred emblem, we encounter nests symbolizing a rising phoenix. According to Manly P. Hall, this mythical creature represents the resurrection and a Christ-like figure. Chris Pinto, on the other hand, suggests the phoenix embodies the false Christ of the new Aquarian age. From the Middle East to the world stage, The reach of these papal knighthoods extends beyond borders, encompassing Jewish and Arabic leaders in the Middle East, notably Nadimi Achuchi, Iraq, British billionaire, businessman, and papal member of the Royal Order of Francis I, is said to have connections with Saddam Hussein's regime. French President Nicolas Sikorsky, and rendezvous with Syrian President al-Bashar, another knight of the Order of Francis I, further illustrates the interconnectedness. The Vatican Loyal Constantine Order finds support from ex-president of Lebanon, Emmanuel Lahoud, who influenced members of the House of Saudi, which such as Prince Khalid Afishal and Prince Bandar de Khalid proudly bear the Papal Order of Francis I. A shocking betrayal of interest when we see Shimon Peres, the Jewish-trained statesman, garners Vatican support and even knighted into British Queen Orders of St. Michael and George. Some, like Barry Camus, label Peres as a saboteur due to his alignment with the Vatican interests over those of regular Jewish people. Astonishingly, Apostle Labor Zionist, predominantly Jews, aided Hitler's Nazi empire and subjected Sephardic Jewish children to dangerous radiation experiments and continue to exert powerful influence in Israel today. Freemasonry, a mysterious society with roots in the Kabbalah, intertwines with Romanism and ancient Babylonian religion, creating an eerie parallel. We're unlocking the truth behind the veil, folks. Join Dr. Johnny on his mind-bending journey exposing the hidden ties between secret societies, papal knighthoods, and the enigmatic web of power that transcends borders. Brace yourselves as the revelations shake the very foundations of our understanding of the world. White hats are not stopping. United States Special Forces on Thursday killed a former regime cloning scientist during a mission to apprehend him at his residence in Cambridge, Massachusetts. My source in General Smith's office revealed Dr. Eric Lander served as director of the Office of Science and Technology Policy under the criminal Joseph Biden regime between June 2, 2021 and February 18, 2022. And during his career, Lander worked on human genetic variation, genome evolution, clones, and according to White Hats, solving physical and psychological disparities between human clones and their hosts. He also taught at Harvard and MIT. He purportedly resigned in February of 2022 after allegations surfaced that he engaged in bullying and abusive conduct directed to his subordinates and other regime officials. White Hats, however, said the deep state had grown frustrated with Lander's malingering and not, you know, he's just being hard-headed and hard to deal with, and canned him from their cloning endeavors. My source said that Lander's name appeared in documents special forces obtained through earlier raids on cloning laboratories in Missouri and Alaska. In one document that reads like a diary entry, Lander laments being forced to work 14-hour days as he tries to solve what he describes as an insurmountable task, prolonging maturated clones' lifespan beyond 3 years. His scientific and laboratory jargon is outside the scope of this report today, but his writings paint a distinct image of a mad scientist pushed to the point of exhaustion. He discusses an inability to correct his predecessors and his predecessors' sloppy work, he recommending taking the entire cloning operation back to stage one, and the deep state didn't want to do that. They want to keep those clones coming out. His final entry in it said, in a maniacal screed lambasting his handlers, they want results overnight. That's not how science works, he writes. Let's see them do what I do. Compare me to their moronic, short-sighted morons, the hubris of predereliction and intimacy will hurt them. Why don't they listen to me? Why can't they see you can't undo decades of piss-poor work in days and weeks and months? No, that's not how it works, he said. They won't even send more help. I need help. I really need help bad. White hats believe that Lander could have helped find other cloning scientists and other cloning labs in the United States. And on Tuesday, May 30th, General Smith and the 5th Special Forces Group, commanded by Colonel Brent Linderman, put surveillance on Lander's home after learning that his spouse, Lori, would be away at her art exhibit in Chicago for several days. Early Thursday morning, Special Forces breached the home and found Lander sitting at a desk typing away on the laptop. He grabbed what looked like a key fob and said it was a detonator that would blow the house and them to smithereens if he triggered it. He thought the deep state sent Special Forces to kill him. Who sent you? Merrick Garland, he said. Obama? Who sent you? Was it Biden? He yelled. Weapons raised, Special Forces assured him they were not deep staters, but were there to apprehend him. They told Lander they wanted his cooperation and would protect him from deep state if he dropped the fob and surrendered. A jittery Lander moved his thumb toward the button, and Special Forces slipped his finger around the curved trigger and all of a sudden squeezed off a round. A single bullet hit Lander center mass, and he dropped the fob and collapsed on the floor, grasping for breath as blood pooled around his chest. Special Forces put combat gauze on the chest wound, but efforts to save him were in vain. Lander expired a few minutes later after being shot. Special Forces found no explosive in the home. The fob was just a fob for his Lexus. That's all it was. Unfortunately, we didn't get him alive, my source said. He seemed to despise and fear the deep state, and we could have done a deal, something. Not all operations go as planned, even with most skilled soldiers. Meanwhile, the United States American corporations managed to avoid default by extorting gold from the Thai royal family and conning Chinese royals to hand over some of their gold. However, the stunt is not going unpunished. The corporation is still going to be liquidated, multiple intelligence sources say. They didn't give them all of it, and they know they're being tricked one more time. And so, anyway, it's mathematical certainty, as one commentator notes. You can't borrow 1.37% of the GDP from now until eternity and get away with it. A member of the Dragon family says Chinese royals based in Taiwan were fooled by a fake King Charles who promised to fund massive humanitarian projects and also offered huge kickbacks. However, the Kasari Mafia reneged on their promises as soon as they got some money. The Dragon family now says they did not sanction this deal and promised to take certain countermeasures. So one of their younger nephews unleashed some money, but the older, elder dragons just didn't want that, and they got their own revenge for the deep state. The other thing that happened was the king of Thailand, who was being held in hostage as a hostage in Germany, was forced to trade gold belonging to the people of Thailand for worthless U.S. Treasury bills. according to a Thai royal family source. Presumably, the fact his eldest daughter has been in a medical-induced coma from the COVID since January is something to do with the blackmail, because, you know, they got him and they got his daughter in a coma, so he turned over more gold. In addition to this, on the day the U.S. debt ceiling hit was announced, the official new Chinese news outlets were bragging about promises they extorted from their American debt slaves. For one thing, they proclaimed that the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement took effect, and for all 15 members, that means the Khazarian Mafia handed over control, so, you know, of the former U.S. allies. So one of their parts of the agreement, they said, oh, yeah, you can have control of Japan, South Korea, Australia, New Zealand, and to, you know, hand that over to the Chinese. That's what the Khazarian Mafia promised them. But, of course, they really didn't do it. It was a lie. This is typical Khazarian Mafia and con jobs, selling stuff that they do not own to gullible buyers. On the same day, the Rockefeller-controlled Brookings Institute think tank issued a report calling for the greater integration of the U.S. and Chinese economies. Translation, we will hand over control of the U.S. to China. This is the same con job game taking place right here in the good old USA. Both the Democrats and the Rhinos are giving away America to the deep state on a silver platter. Yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a Rhino, just like Lindsey Graham. Of course, the big story of the week is the imminent passage of the debt ceiling bill. After passing the House, you know, earlier this week, it passed the Senate late that night, and then, of course, 46 Democrats rubber-stamped the bill, along with 17 GOP sellouts, and 30 Republicans stood with the people, along with 6 Democrats. Nothing makes sense. Lindsey Graham doesn't like MAGA, but he voted nay, and Chuck Grassley loves MAGA, and he voted yay to codify and fund ever more insane woke America destroying Biden regime policy through the end of this presidential term in January of 2025. So there is no ceiling. If they want to spend more money, they just spend more money. There's no cap on it. There's a date set, and it's over January 2025. However, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene voted for the destruction of the American financial system. She's lied about her agenda, and she's been in bed with the traitor Kevin McCarthy from the beginning. Literally. She's been gaslighting American citizens about impeachment week and other shiny objects to deflect the treasonous behavior exhibited by rhinos in Congress. She has lost all agency and trust and faith for MAGA. She's a liar and is dishonest. And, you know, Kevin McCarthy's got his little girl toy anytime he wants, so that it keeps it all going. So resign now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and come clean, or you'll be hanging from a rope too. To save whatever honor you have left, do the Truth and Reconciliation Agreement. Do the deal. Meanwhile, South Carolina Congresswoman Nancy Mace, who voted nay, tweeted a lengthy, highly educational thread that reads in part, the deal normalizes record high spending starting during this pandemic, and it sets these historic high spending levels as a baseline for all future spending. The bill then grows government even much more a year than 1%. The government will grow massively over the next 3 years. This growth was supposed to be in emergency funding only during the COVID. But during this time, the government grew 40% and $2 trillion from, you know, 2019 to 2023. We went on from spending just over $4 trillion to spending over $6 trillion. That's your taxpayer money, folks. The deal keeps that record high spending intact and makes it the baseline for all spending, the bill doesn't actually set a debt limit, as I told you. Rather, it suspends the debt limit entirely until January 2nd, 2025. So there is no actual amount capping the debt ceiling. It fully funds every spending request. The Biden administration, pretty much 60% of Americans want in Congress to cut spending, yet the Biden administration can raise that spending because there is no ceiling there. The bill doesn't do that. Unacceptable. Washington was and always has been a lousy at responding and responsibility for spending your tax dollars. They won't change unless we demand change. That's all there is to it. And we're learning from North Carolina Congressman Dan Bishop and Arizona Congressman Eli Crane, who were present, that it is not even the Democrats who asked to extend the limitless debt ceiling through 2025. It was Kevin McCarthy himself. He claimed he did it because the Republican Party would be quite weaker a year from now. Why would the party be weaker? What's going on? It's the big lie. This, like Ron DeSantis, presidential candidate, is a uniparty war on MAGA, and is terrified to find Marjorie Taylor Greene, of all people, appears to be against us. Ron DeSantis said that. I couldn't believe it. Remember all the theatrics last January, the deal McCarthy cut with conservatives who blocked his path to the speakership when McCarthy agreed to make the process for rejecting speaker easier in exchange for their votes. Under the rules, he conceded to one member that one member can kickstart the process, which requires a majority vote of the House to pass. But the damage is done. So what was the point of all that? It was all uniparty theater. The bill now has gone to Biden's desk, and he signed it. In light of all this, the funding and raising of the debt ceiling, we asked various secret society sources for more of the backstory about why U.S. corporations is allowed to continue. That's right. Japanese right-wingers connected to the emperor say they were promised President Trump would officially take over the Rockefeller Joe Biden puppet show late June or early July of this year. We've heard this story before, haven't we? The last time we were told he would take over was in March, so believe it when you see it. Next, the P3 Three Masons came out with their own backstory. According to them, Elon Musk is in China and does not call for Taiwanese independence and builds factories and businesses, and the PRC supports cooperation with equal footing with the Communist Party. From these actions, it can be understood that sensitive forces are preparing Musk for the presidency of the United States when the elders of Washington will die. They said this could happen very soon, and when we're all in our 80s. Well, we'll see. CIA sources on their part say Janet Yellen, the Treasury Department, is issuing up to $1 trillion in T-bills. It's all funny money. It's just like another printing press. So they're issuing more T-bills and flooding the market. So if people buy them, then they get more money. This has nothing more than a shuffling of fake computer-generated money from one side of the ledger to the other. It will definitely backfire as we pull liquidity out of the financial markets. No matter what promises are made, these snakes have made, you can be sure they will break them as soon as they get the money and the opportunity when you're not looking. For example, they are still planning to start an all-out nuclear war before the fake Biden term ends, and the new money runs out in January 2025. Next, we note that as soon as the money came through, the fake U.S. government passed a budget that included unlimited financing for Ukraine. Oh yeah. You know who could see that coming? Oh, are you surprised? As Russian ambassador to the United States, Anatoly Antonov says the new U.S. security package effectively fuels the rotten regime in Kiev. Another front in our quiet war, FBI Director Christopher Wray has finally caved after being threatened with a contempt of Congress vote, and he helped agree and hand over subpoenaed information file alleging that Joe Biden engaged in the $5 million bribery scheme when he was vice president. As just the news reports, Congressman James Comer, chairman of the House Oversight Committee, announced on Friday that long-sought-after memo would be available for all lawmakers to study this Monday. The FD 1023 in question, filed by the FBI informant in June of 2020, claims that Biden actively tried to change U.S. foreign policy in exchange for his $5 million payment to his family business, an unknown foreign country or entity, after the document's existence was first revealed by a whistleblower. Congressman's testimony, Chairman Comer used the power of subpoena to demand that the FBI hand it over, but the Bureau repeatedly stalled and refused to hand it over until Comer said he had actually already seen it. Then they gave it. Ukraine is the world capital of money laundering, human trafficking, and organ harvesting. On April 14, 2022, the Ukrainian Parliament passed the law 5610, which allows Ukraine to export organs abroad. Oh yeah, these laws were promoted by former acting health minister Yulianna Supriyan. And I'll bring more details after this word from our sponsor.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hey. Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor and virus recovery expert. Hold on one second, I need to turn this off so you can hear better, and I'll be right back. Okay. You know, folks, all this, they're going broke. And they're even selling all our weapons. That's, you know, the Ukrainians, when they get money from America, they buy the weapons. And if they don't sell the weapons to, you know, the other different forces, you know, they're these fighters that are, you know, they got all these maverick forces that are fighting, and you know, Russia's buying them, Azerbaijan's buying them, and we know that 3/4 of the weapons being sent to Ukraine are being sold on the international black market. As an example, we know Mexican cartel members, drug cartels, have been carrying U.S.-made Javelin anti-tank missiles, and that was traded for drugs. So, see, they can give cocaine and get all these weapons, and, of course, the deep state wants cocaine. So, according to Mexican sources, and of course, trading weapons for drugs is nothing new for the U.S. Inc., and needless to say, the White Hats are not taking all this lying down. A series of emergency meetings were held in Canada, China, Japan, and the U.S. and elsewhere to move forward with the arrest of Kazarian mafia leaders. For example, Google's Mexican headquarters and offices, Google's offices in Mexico, and the United Nations offices next door were evacuated last week after a bomb threat. Mexican government sources say this was an operation against the Rockefeller-Biden regime. In Canada, a military tribunal held this past weekend was presented an intensive evidence of the vaccine and COVID-19 crimes of the Kazarian Mafia-controlled Canadian government. Military police now acting on this evidence, tribunal sources say. In China, Ukrainian peace envoy Li Huyi, who just visited Kiev, Warsaw, Berlin, Paris, and Brussels, says Russia is right under international law to undertake a special military operation against Ukrainian integral nationalists. So he's already witnessed that that Russia is going to take over Ukraine. Also, even as the Chinese publicly refused to meet with fake Rockefeller Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, Tan Kiefer, spokesman for the Ministry of National Defense, says military contact and exchanges between the two countries have never been suspended. In other words, the Chinese military opposed the same CC officials are working with the U.S. White Hats and not the Rockefellers. Soon, Dr. Johnny will be unveiling the hidden truth of the 2020 elections. Prepare to have your mind blown as we expose the shocking plan by the CCP to steal the 2020 elections and capture control of the U.S. government. Discover on this show. You won't hear it anywhere else. Some of the things you hear on this show, you won't hear anywhere else, but they're all true. Discover on this show an intricate web of deceit involving mainstream media, intelligence agencies, tech giants that facilitated these foreign operations. The truth will leave you speechless. There is a devolution plan and a secret military strategy. Soon enter the covert world of devolution plan, a classified operation by the U.S. military to protect and preserve Donald Trump's administration. Explore power dynamics within this plan. The key figures like Ezra Cohen Watney wield an unprecedented authority. Brace yourself as declassified information will be revealed. And we got Chris Miller also helping, and General Komentis helping as well. The Great Replacement, changing the course of history. Soon Dr. Johnny will uncover the astounding truth behind the secret operation to replace politicians, high-ranking officers, and even generals and admirals. We will dive deep into the covert maneuvers executed to ensure Joe Biden's victory as part of the grand global military sting operation. The fate of the nation hangs in balance. COVID-19, the CCP's bioweapon, will be unleashed. You will witness and understand the chilling moment when Chinese Communist Party unleashed the deadly bioweapon known as COVID-19 and discover the sinister connection between this act and the nexus of power involving the Obama administration, the Vatican, the Rothschilds. Dr. Johnny will expose the military's response to protect the Constitution that will leave you in awe and speechless. You have no idea what's been going on behind the scenes. We would have been gone long ago if it wasn't for Donald Trump. Now in the thick of battle, the reconstitution phase will commence. Hold on tight as we enter the final phase of devolution plan, the reconstitution of America, and experience the intensity of this moment when and where the military takes the reins and dismantles the forces that conspired against the nation and against you, the patriots. So stand strong, Master Survivors, as the grand finale of this gripping movie unfolds before your eyes. Remember, the military might is the last line of defense. If it's not enough to justify military action, we learn and understand what is going on. We can't overlook what Big Pharma is still up to. Now Pfizer and its partners hijacked the governments of Brazil and Argentina. They didn't need to hijack the U.S. government because they already own it. Their next move, Big Pharma and Microsoft are teaming up. Something called ID 2020 Alliance, which they're holding these event scenario drills for right now, this ID 2020 Alliance, which will combine vaccines and implement microchips to create your digital ID. They want to link this to central bank digital currencies. I read a letter shared by a contact who received it last week from their Kohl's MasterCard. If you cut through the fine print, you will see in it that they'll they'll let them cut you off if you try transactions in conflict with the UN Sustainable Agenda goals. So if you're doing something that doesn't fall in, you know, in parallel with their goals, which includes attempting to purchase meat, more than 33 items of clothing per year, many people still do not understand that the CBDCs, the central bank digital currency, really mean for the future. It's a digital prison forever to prevent people from figuring this out. The Rockefeller-owned World Health Organization plans to use the social listening surveillance system to monitor public communications for misinformation. People are figuring it out anyway. For example, we see Australian Senator Alex Antic spell out the truth about the World Health Organization's so-called pandemic treaty, as Brandon Murphy, former chief medical officer of Australia and current secretary of the Department of Health, finally admitted vaccine mandates are no longer justified. Recently, the FDA also revoked authorization for the COVID vaccines. The people of the West also need to thank the Russians for helping to end the so-called pandemic. Igor Kirillov, head of the Radiological, Chemical, and Biological Defense Force, says the U.S. is actively setting up biolabs near the borders of its geographic geopolitical adversaries, studying economic significant infections there outside their domestic jurisdiction. This is one reason why they took action against Ukraine. Did you notice that the COVID variant stopped when Russia started going after the biolabs in Ukraine? Omicron was declared a variant of concern 11/26/2021, but Russia began neutralizing all those U.S. biolabs in Ukraine on 2/24/2022, February 2022. No variant since. Is this a coincidence? Dr. Johnny says it's not. The Ukrainians are also now taking action. Ukraine State Bureau of Investigation is investigating Volodymyr Zelensky for high treason. This came after Pershing District Court of Kiev initiated a criminal case against Volodymyr Zelensky himself, the head of the presidential office, Andriyev Yarmak, and his deputy Roman Mashevevich, as well as ex-chairman SBU Ivan Bokhanov and former deputy secretary of the National Security and Defense Council, Rashilo Deshchenko. They are being charged with actions that led to deaths of tens of thousands of Ukrainians. No wonder Zelensky's entire body has been seen strangely twitching. Any public meeting he makes, there's something wrong with him. One thing, he's scared to death. They had a big meeting with Sunak in Moldova, UK's Prime Minister Sunak. This is probably due to the fear of returning to Kiev, as well as drug withdrawal symptoms. You can't get your drugs when you got to do all these meetings. Russian Christians are also fighting to expose the U.S. pedophilia government. This is why Biden sexual assault accuser, ex-Senate staffer Tara Reid, feels safe in Russia after fleeing over safety concerns. She's an American, and she fled because she knew the deep state and Biden were after her. She went all the way to Russia because she knew there she would be okay. I mean, who can you trust if the deep state's after you and you're living in the United States? You can't trust anybody. So she went to Russia and she's safe. Now, Hungarian and Serbian Christians are joining the Russians by going after Khazarian Mafia crime nexus in Kosovo. As the TASS reports, Serbian Defense Minister Milos Vucevic said on Monday that the Serbian army had been put on high alert following the escalation of Kosovo, and that army units had been deployed along the administration border with Kosovo. This comes as Hungarian Foreign Prime Minister Peter Szijjarto at a rally in Serbia said, "Both our countries are being mercilessly attacked by the Khazarian Mafia because we have strong leaders. We want peace in Ukraine, and we are committed to family values." Of course, none of the Western puppet leaders can appear in public without being attacked by onlookers. In the latest example, a crowd of Germans booed Chancellor Olaf Scholz and accused him of inciting war. In Israel, the army refuses to act against people who surrounded Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's house. I call him the crime minister because he is. He's horrible. Everyone with eyes can see the Khazarians traded Netanyahu out for someone very evil. He's just an actor now, and he's worse than the original one, and is here, and the people want him gone, an Israeli patriot tweets. Most of the world is also acting to help liberate the Khazarian Mafia-occupied West. BRICS is no longer an alternative. It strongly supports UN Security Council reform to build a fair, inclusive, and open international architecture with sustainable development at its core, External Affairs Minister of India says. This is more than just talk, because Iran, Russia, Oman, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, Iraq, Pakistan, and India have agreed to form a naval alliance to jointly establish security of the northern Indian Ocean, Iranian military sources reveal. This is why the United Arab Emirates decided to withdraw from the U.S.-led international maritime force in the region. Last week, we also saw a flurry of major cooperation agreements between Iran, Iraq, Russia, China, and Iran and Iraq and Saudi Arabia. They are in this global alliance. OPEC, Bard, Reuters, Bloomberg, and Wall Street Journal, and Dow Jones from Vienna meeting where they were barred from that meeting where they announced a 1 million barrel per day cut in production. The ban was ordered by Saudi Arabia, which considers these reporters to be nothing more than Rockefeller agents. He's right. The fact that the Rothschild-controlled Financial Times is allowed, that this is allowed, speaks volumes. It's a good guess that the production cuts are concentrated on Rockefeller-owned fields. That's what they want. And it's a good move. Also, last week, Armenian and Azerbaijani leaders signed an agreement of mutual recognition of Moscow. This means the Khazarian Mafia attempt to incorporate the region into their planned Greater Khazaria has been stopped. One of the key figures behind the defeat of the Khazarian Mafia plot in the region was President Erdogan of Turkey, now represented by Avatar, who's supporting the people. The people of Turkey put up their own Avatar when the deep state killed Erdogan with a high-energy weapon. and just shows who stands with him by canceling an expected attendance at the European summit, as NSA sources comments, the last Nazi broadcast in March of 1945 showed Nazis were winning on all fronts. This is in 1945, the war is already over, but yet on their TV, they showed that the Nazis were winning, and so the people there in Berlin were still thinking the Nazis are going to win. You know, sinking U.S. battleships and destroying Russian tanks, etc. 6 weeks later came the Nazi surrender. So here we are, the same thing. Bank glitches, central bank digital currency being hatched, dozens of things, and a crumbling financial system. And yet, the Biden administration and the deep state say, oh, yeah, it's all good, and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, they're trying to attack you with all these fires. They're coming with a new pandemic. They're also going to hold their fake alien invasion if they can get away with it. The big question, of course, is will all this force the Nazi white hat created secret space force out of the closet? And one news item read, in a major move, Space Force selects Florida Space Coast for STARCOM training headquarters. That's significant. Florida's playing a key role. Also, there are more and more signs that the supposed technology is coming out of the closet. Japanese researchers, for example, have announced they can grow babies in the lab and select desirable genes for them. Oh, yeah. In Japan, right-wingers also held an emergency meeting to take action against the Khazarian Mafia promised handover of the country to the Chinese Communist Party. Japanese military and police prosecutors are now fact-checking the puppet regime's use of fraudulent PCR tests, to vaccinate the populace with dangerous substances. They've already been informed. You know, the research journalists have withdrawn well over 800 articles on the COVID-19 because they're fraudulent. So all these journals are withdrawn. See, it's been a big information purge. You can't find that stuff on the internet anymore. So, because they'll be liable. So it's all being sponged and scrubbed. The military is now calling for the removal of their fraudulently installed vaccine-pushing LDP puppet regime. This is in the North Korea. We also note the de facto North Korean leader Kim Jong-un accused the UN of acting as a political appendage to the United States. Of course it is. The reports of North Korea taking a seat on the board of the privately owned WHO World Harm Organization is just a failed attempt at appeasement, North Korean sources reveal. And then, you know, if you're speaking out and speaking the truth, they will come after you. And if you talk too loudly, they will destroy you. As we know what happened to Rashid Batar, who spoke the truth. And that is the reason he was murdered shortly afterwards, nearly 2 weeks ago. While the circumstances of Dr. Buttar's death are a bit suspicious, with his family having announced that he'd been in perfect health at the time, which he was, we don't know that he was murdered for sure, but you can almost bet your bottom dollar that in your last dollar that he was. The official cause of death was a heart attack. Okay, come on. They got heart attack energy beam weapons. But when we recall that Dr. Batar had been an activist physician discussing the link between autism and vaccines for over 20 years, and when we recall about 2017, over 80 of Dr. Buttar's peers in the same world had died mysteriously over the course of a 2-year period, then his death may appear to fall into the pattern. Since 2017, Dr. Buttar lost 80 of his colleagues in the medical and research field, laboratory field, because they were speaking the truth about vaccines. 80 people eliminated, okay, plus Dr. Buttar. Dr. Buttar talks about a coming of a second wave of scandemic. He's very, very right on point on this. He's spot on. Dr. Buttar talks about the second coming wave of the scandemic that he says will be triggered by signals transmitted by 5G cell towers. He says human nerve and muscle cells are highly electrical by means of calcium ions, and Dr. Buttar says that millimeter waves transmitted by 5G cause disruption in their cellular voltage-gated calcium channels, causing permeability to many different pathogens, especially enveloped viruses like coronaviruses. I've been trying with my patients to, when they're calcium dominant and they're slow 1 or slow 2 or slow 3, slow 4, and they have that overload of calcium, we're trying to get that down. There's more reasons than just balancing the minerals. If you have a high calcium, then that electrical spurt from the 5G towers can put you right into a COVID madness, a COVID sickness, and you'll die shortly after that. But without a high calcium level in your body, you won't, you know, it's less prevalent of that to have, for that to happen. But with the standard American diet, 85 or 90%, 9 out of 10 people have calcium dominance in their bodies. They're the ones that are going to fall, 90% of the people, because they have that calcium dominance. That's what I'm trying to do with the Master Survivor Program and get you to do that hair tissue mineral analysis. It's only $226. We see what your chemistry is doing. 9 out of 10 people are going to have a calcium dominance profile, and that high calcium in the body causes all these problems of disease, plus make you vulnerable for the 5G attack. So Dr. Johnny's working on this on a multi-pronged, multi-level. I've been trying to explain to everybody. They just don't get it. When I say I'm the virus recovery expert, I mean exactly that. Because with a calcium dominance in your body, you will take on more virus and it lays there dormant. And when you get a high electromagnetic spurt, you pass by a cell tower or you're standing next to your smart meter or you got that iPhone talking right in your ear, you know, and that's passing on this electromagnetic. That's going to turn on all these viruses that are lying dormant. We have viruses all around us, folks, but in a calcium dominant condition, those viral load can come on and be activated. And then all of a sudden, you know, you get sick, and that's the new pandemic that Dr. Buttar describes. And he pointed right out. That's why I'm bringing up Dr. Buttar here. He brought up the critical factoid that most doctors, most naturopaths don't even realize. This calcium dominant condition puts you vulnerable to getting sick and dying an earlier death, okay? 9 out of 10 people, if you eat french fries and hamburgers on a regular basis, a fast food diet, you're going to be calcium dominant, period. You know, eating fast food, drinking beer, you know, and a lot of that beer has a lot of toxins in it, and the wines, and that raises your calcium dominance. So Dr. Buttar was the only doctor that actually pointed that out in public, what I've been saying for over 40 years. Nobody listened to me. Only my patients did. And they're the master survivors today, and they made it. So human nerve and muscle cells are highly electrical by means of calcium ions, said Dr. Buttar. Thank you. You know, somebody who has some sense. And he says millimeter waves transmitted by 5G cause disruption of our cellular voltage-gated calcium channels, causing a permeability to many different pathogens, especially enveloped viruses like coronaviruses. See, coronaviruses can be enveloped and lie dormant all through your body. Dr. Buttar, who was a retired major in the U.S. Army, who served in the 5th Special Forces Group and in the 101st Airborne Division, said he had confirmation from two different sources that the vaccines contain a payload of some type of pathogen that will be activated by a sequence of 5G bursts. This is coming out. He predicted it, and he's forecasting it, and he is exactly right. That's what they're doing. And they're having drills about what the next pandemic will be like, just like they had the drills about, you know, COVID-19 in October 18th of 2019. Oh, yeah. Same thing all over again. He's the only one that came out and told it in public what they're actually doing. Extremely disturbing stuff straight out of a dystopia sci-fi movie. Dr. Buttar went on to say that mass death from the Marburg epidemic, they're going to call it this Marburg epidemic, in turn will be the false flag to activate the World Health Organization and the CDC to impose martial law and to kick the world, New World Order into the next level by scaring and forcing people to get vaccinated. The Biden administration is already talking about bringing out masks and sheltering in place right now. They're already talking about that. They're talking about when they're going to come. It's going to come out. It's like a few weeks or something like that. But Buttar also said millions of people will be dying due to the 16 gigahertz activated death shot, and their deaths would be used to justify forcing more people to get the death shot. We can see the World Health Organization relentlessly moving to usurp the sovereignty of all the world's governments with the latest amendments to the International Health Regulation and Pandemic Treaty, and their constant references to the next pandemic. The scenario that Dr. Buttar describes would be perfect for the World Harm Organization, the WHO, to achieve its desired goal. Buttar said he believed that those who are unvaxxed would intact with intact human, you know, immune. He said he believed that the ones who are unvaxxed with intact human immune systems should be safe from 5G event as long as they could resist being forced to be vaxxed. So they'd be safe from this event. And I might add, they'd be safer if they were not calcium dominant. If they're calcium dominant, any virus can be activated by these 5G bursts when they're calcium dominant, because it's going to be an unusual event. We normally don't live in that. As for what could be done to help those who had already been vaxxed, Dr. Buttar alluded to recent research he's been doing looking at older medical journals. He said he didn't want to discuss potential treatments in that video, but I know of some of the better treatments to do. That's what I do with my patients. I get rid of the vax in their body. I get rid of the graphene oxide in their body. I get rid of the nano graphene computers in their body. That's what I do. I said, if you want to be a master survivor, then we can get rid of the Vax. But they have to make that extra effort. Buttar said he didn't want to discuss those treatments because he wanted to save that for his more advanced medical conference in St. Louis the following weekend. Well, he didn't make it. And there would be a few thousand people in the room, and he would address that and on live stream. But Dr. Buttar said it was going to be highly controversial, and that treatment is readily accessible and doesn't even require a prescription. Well, that's one of the things I do to help my patients. But Dr. Buttar is the only one that made that calcium connection. Nobody else made that except Dr. Johnny for over 40 years. Over 40 years I've been talking about that calcium dominance. And everybody just sort of rolls their eyes. But Dr. Buttar brought it out, and look what happened. He got eliminated. I think I have some idea about where Dr. Buttar was going based on the interview I saw with his friend, Dr. Brian Artis, with our own Christina Lay last week, which was actually a great interview, and I encourage you to watch it. And Dr. Artis also didn't come out and say it either, but he did mention that before St. Louis event was canceled, the title of his presentation that past weekend was going to be Nicotine, the Addictive Toxin, or Miracle Healer. So yeah, nicotine is one of those things, okay? And of course, you can get the nicotine patch. You know, if you don't want to smoke and get that nicotine in your body, it's going to help you get over this coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Artis mentioned that smokers were among the least affected by both COVID and the COVID so-called vaccine. He also referred to the NIH studies that conducted during the pandemic, which patients were injected with the venom and caused three irreversible diseases, Parkinson's, type 1 diabetes, and glioblastoma brain cancer, all of which were successfully treated and reversed within 72 hours using, quote, just one thing, which he describes as a highly demonized substance that he didn't name, but which he can guess is, we can all guess, is nicotine. Which the more you look at it, the more fascinating the substance is. And folks, I'm just telling you, that's one of the things. I've got at least half a dozen or more things in my quiver to get rid of all this. Even if you don't have nicotine, even if you don't have this or that, I still got ways to do that. And it's been successful. I've helped my patients to do that. And some of you may already have heard of the smoker's paradox. And also another thing that they don't want you to have, and get this, it's in their studies, and they showed that egg yolks will help minimize any corona damage, infestation. So the more egg yolks you get, the less you're going to have the coronavirus from the vaccine, or the graphene oxide. The more nicotine you get, the less you're going to have all that. And there's a bunch of other things that I help my patients with. But yeah, egg yolk. Have you ever wondered why they're trying to eliminate all our chickens and chicken houses that have been destroyed across the country? Because they don't want you to get the eggs. Eating eggs, the whole egg, yolk and all, is one way you can keep the coronavirus away and be resistant. In their studies, they show that egg yolks will definitely lower your chances of coming down with the what they call the cysteine storm in your lungs. You'll be able to conquer it with your own immunity system. So this one NIH study that I found says that the number of current smokers hospitalized for COVID was lower than expected, and that some studies show that smoking and nicotine reduced the amount of ACE2 receptors which are used by the novel coronavirus to enter cells. So the nicotine stops them from entering the cells, and then that way the virus cannot replicate itself, and that the interaction of the SARS-CoV-2 with neuronal nicotine and acetylcholine receptors is suspected to be the dysregulation of the nicotinic pharyngeal system, which is associated with the pathophysiology of the COVID-19. So, and that the nicotine could restore impaired function of the nicotine caloric system and possibly mitigate the cytokine storm, as I just said, and was so deadly and was so promoted by doctors that put thousands of people on respirators and ended up killing them in conjunction with the remdesivir. Don't take remdesivir. You're going to have an early death. So nicotine is good now? Think about that. The world is upside down, isn't it? Well, I'm telling you, I've gone in the depth of the subject. Dr. Bitar is the only one that really brought out the full truth and nothing but the truth. I mean, I want to repeat, the full truth and nothing but the truth. All the rest of them were given as partial truths so they would stop and not be killed. You know, I mean, if you got death threats, you don't want to bring out the full truth. But he had death threats, but he had the courage to bring out the truth anyway. He was special forces. He was airborne. So he said, no, I just want to save my patients. Same way as Dr. Johnny. I just want to help my patients. And more than ever before, it's time to become a master survivor, folks. How many times do I have to tell you? I don't care whether it's COVID. I don't care whether it's hepatitis. I don't care if it's AIDS. What? I don't care what it is. If you become a master survivor, that's your best bet of surviving. Just think about the name. As a master survivor, you will survive any constraint. Being a master survivor is the wisest thing you can do. You will be getting all the hidden knowledge that the deep state has omitted from our knowledge pool. To learn these greater secrets that are so important, because what is different today as compared to 30 year or more years ago is all these toxic exposures from chemicals in air, food, and water. We're being, you know, poisoned, as well as electronic pollution, the 5G, cell phone towers, and so forth, and nearly all people experience on a daily basis. And if they're calcium dominant, they're more prone to disease, period. All around the world and in our country, there is sabotage, fires, and smoke in the air, and chemical spills. All those chemicals and toxins are in the air. And many of us are always living in a severe state of stress. All those toxins create stress. And to fulfill their mind control mechanism, our modern age promotes a lifestyle where stress is the norm. They say, oh, well, he didn't do anything if he didn't stress. Well, look, if he's all happy, he didn't do anything. That's what people believe, and that's what they're taught to believe. If you're not stressful, you're not doing anything. However, in reality, stress is the root of all disease. It does not have to be this way. If we can cut back on our electromagnetic exposure, we can cut back on the stress and eliminate long-range effects. So watch it when you're going around, you know, cell towers, and don't hold the phone up to your ear. Put it on a speakerphone. Many people do not make the connection with electromagnetic waves from their modern devices that are actually bringing on more stress. Look at anybody that drives a Tesla car, an all-electric car, over a long period of time, and you watch. You look at them after they've had it a couple of years. And especially if they do a lot of driving in it, they're going to be stressed out to the max. They're getting all that electromagnetic activity. The stress is making them age faster and develop more forms of dementia. Because of this, I am trying to get many of my patients and family members to quit using microwave ovens. That's stupid. Some of them actually know that microwaves are dangerous, but they keep heating their food and drink with microwaves. And many of them will just say, and I quote, "Oh, let's just nuke it and get it warm." That's crazy. Yes, and on top of all that, they keep having health problems. Can anybody make this connection? How does anybody learn? Meanwhile, maybe, you know, I'm thinking it's just willful ignorance, but just know that microwave oven will be their doom, and they will never, ever get their mind under their control. Sadly, I see microwaves used in the mainstream hospitals, and I will wager that every hospital has a microwave oven in their kitchens. If you want a choice in healthcare that's not the conventional drug and surgery and, you know, all these electromagnetic energies, the cut and burn treatments, then look no further than the Master Survivor Program, where we use food as our medicine and medicine is our food. I am a laboratory naturopathic doctor, and my goal is to be helping my patients accelerate their healing progress. I'm also doing this to protect your mental health as well, because suicides are up and outnumbering COVID deaths. More and more people are committing suicide, and more people need to realize how important it is to embrace a sense of peace and tranquility in their life. As a laboratory naturopathic doctor for over 40 years, as a professional in the health field, I want you to have the tools available at your fingertips to manage your own life and be healthy. I work with 5 world-class analysis laboratories, and right now, America needs the Master Survivor Program more than ever. So remember, there are only 2 parts of the Master Survivor Program. The first part of the Master Survivor Program is on hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, from Trace Elements Laboratory in North Dallas to find the right food to get the minerals in the right ratio in the body and in your cells. This is the preferred test used by the EPA to check for heavy metal content in the body. It's also the most accurate toxic screening tool that's available. This viable diagnostic also shows the foods to avoid and the foods to increase on. Then your body will start dumping and eliminate all the toxins and heavy metals in your body. The result is your immunity strength and system goes way up. You never get sick when you get the minerals balanced in all 70 trillion of your cells. This diet therapy is so effective that most doctors don't use it because they can't make money when their patients are getting well. Many of my listeners don't realize that we also do the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, on horses and dogs. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about all our furry four-legged friends. So if you are worried about your furry four-legged member of the family, or your dog or horse competes in shows or races, there's no better way to keep them on the winner's circle than following their diet and supplement schedule using the schedule of their HTMA report. Both canine and equine will have shiny, healthy coats and quick responses to commands because their stress has been minimized. Some of my four-legged clients have won AKA Blue Ribbons and have placed in top winners of the Breeders' Cup. I've never had anybody take the Winners Breeders' Cup, but I've had my four-legged clients place in the top 10, and that's pretty good. The price for canine and equine HTMA is $240, and if you get, you will get that comprehensive report. Most of my clients tell me that their dog and horse are all natural and refuse to give them vaccines. I applaud them and I want to help them any way I can, you know, because they want to vax all the pets too and all the animals. It's insane. Why give them that poison when we can have all natural horses and dogs? With the analysis of the mineral profile, we can determine what's lacking and what's needed in your horse or dog. The HTMA is the most valuable diagnostic to find the right foods to help you or your dog or horse recovery. I'm sorry, folks, but we don't do HTMA for cats. My apologies, but no feline testing. The second part of this health rejuvenation program is a 3 hours total gut restoration kit, which costs about $350, that comes from the Microbiome Laboratories in St. Augustine, Florida. Balance in the microbiome is key to good health because it raises your immunity and genetic response. And I'm telling you, folks, we had the human study showing the 3 hours balance the microbiome and get rid of leaky gut and purge the body of candida in less than 9 months. More than half, you got to stay away from sugar, but more than half our immune response is in the gut. And by doing the 3 hours program, your gut will be balanced and your immunity strength goes way up. Now, if a patient has special needs, then look no further than number 3 on the Master Survivor program on the website. Just go to themastersurvivor.com, scroll down, and click on the Master Survivor program. You'll see number 1 is HTMA hair tissue mineral analysis. Number 2 is the 3 hours total gut restoration program. And number 3 on the website, right under number 2, is the total, right under the total gut restoration kit, I have for the ones who have special needs, and it's the Master Survivor Program Premium Consultation. This is a 2-year personal program where you work directly with Dr. Johnny with over 40 years of experience as your guide to help you become persistent and determined with your Master Survivor Program. The first step is a decision to become a Master Survivor and to do the full Master Survivor Program 1 and 2. And once you have made up your mind to do that, then Dr. Johnny will be there and guide you through, if you pay for that number 3, and get you through any healing plateaus to keep you moving forward with your recovery program. Part of this healing journey, becoming a Master Survivor, is learning new concepts and challenging and new ideas and changing new habits to get you healthy. Every step of the way, you, the patient, will gain health from wisdom that is truly beyond PhD. You will be stepping into a whole new world. You see, protecting the purity of science and tradition has always been my top priority. The highest standard operating procedure is how I ran my lab, and it's also how I help you, my patients, today. So the full Master Survivor program has only 2 laboratory therapies. Number 1, the HTMA, the hair tissue mineral analysis, and number 2, the 3Rs total gut restoration kit. And to get started with the full Master Survivor program for both laboratory therapies is less than $600, and it's the most effective natural recovery program available on the planet. This is the full dietary roadmap that my patients use that comes from the labs I work with. This is all available by credit card on my website, themastersurvivor.com, and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor program. So getting your mind and your body under your control is the most important way to avoid medical tyranny. The Master Survivor program uses food as your medicine and medicine as your food. If that's what you want and you're ready to start the best natural health journey available today, then just go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, and click on the Master Survivor program. If you want to do the full Master Survivor program, you just scroll down, click on the Master Survivor program. If you want to hear any of the back shows of this show, the Master Survivor program show, you know, beyond PhD, then click on Master Survivor radio show. And if you want to start a lucrative new career in a whole new health field that everybody's looking for, then scroll down, you'll see, and you can click on the Master Survivor University and get started as an apprentice. And there is how you learn how the Master Survivor Program works. And we have the Master's Track. That's the Master Survivor Programmer, because they're the expert at the Master Survivor Program. And then you have the Doctoral Track. And then when you finish that and do your doctoral thesis, then you will become a Master Survivor Doctor. And I'm telling you, the world will beat a path to your door, because they don't want these drugs. They don't want these poisons anymore. And you will have the expertise to help them avoid all sickness. So the full Master Survivor Program premium consultation is the one-on-one with Dr. Johnny. That costs you $360 to work one-on-one with Dr. Johnny. You pay that up front. You do the full Master Survivor Program. That's less than $600. So pay a little money, but it's the cheapest natural health remedy on the planet or in this country that actually works, where you truly get a roadmap away from illness and into good, solid, natural health, where you never get sick again. Talk to any of my patients. Prove me wrong. Ask them. Or you can send me a note by clicking that blue consultation tab at the top of themastersurvivor.com, themastersurvivor.com. Up at the top corner, you'll see contact or the blue consultation tab. Send me a note. If you want, you know, to book a consultation or ask me any questions, and this message goes directly from me, Dr. Johnny, as a laboratory naturopathic doctor, to answer you straight away. It goes right to my email box, and I'll answer you right away to help you become a Master Survivor, and to help you avoid disease, to help you get your mind and your body under your control. Don't let them take it away from you, folks, your body or your mind, because that's what they're going to try to do. Have a good week, everybody, and become a Master Survivor today. Dr. Johnny, over and out.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Uli Damagard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.